today on The Spotter.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today for the podcast. Hope you're doing well. I want to talk to you about my new assignment. I am on assignment to write a new project called It Hurts to Heal. Healing is something that we all have sought or are seeking. I would share with you specifically what the Lord's been saying to me for the last several weeks regarding the healing process. Just a few weeks ago, I did a podcast entitled It Hurts to Heal. I want to dig just a little bit deeper down into that topic today. And I want to talk to you about healing as a process versus an event. Healing is the process of becoming sound. Hear me out. To become sound is to become free of injury or disease. Now, I'm talking not just about physical healing, but mental, emotional, and spiritual healing as well. Healing is not being, but becoming. It's very important. It's a process, a series of actions or steps. Therefore, healing is a series of actions or steps to becoming free of injury or disease. That is the process. Embrace the process. Everybody says that phrase. What does it mean? In terms and in context of this particular topic, to me, embracing the process means making a commitment to move forward one action at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time, until becoming finally gives way to being. Once complete, the process is replaced by the product. What is the product of your process? That's the question I want to ask you in the podcast this week. What is the product of your process? I want to say to you also that you are in charge of your process. No one can force healing on you. No one can force you to be well. You are in charge of your process, but God is the healer, and He is in charge of the product. You're in charge of the process, but He is in charge of the product. You can't keep saying, you know, Lord, I trust you to heal me, but then stay in the environment that causes you to be sick. Maybe that's why James said that faith without action isn't enough. Faith by itself isn't enough. In James chapter 2, verse 17 from the New Living Translation. Every healing that I see recorded in Scripture involves a process. Naaman's process required him to dip 7 times in the Jordan River to be healed of his leprosy. The woman with the issue of blood, she had a process to engage in. She had to seek out help when she used all of her money and no doctors made any difference. She then found this man named Jesus and even then had to crawl through the crowds that thronged him in order to touch the hem of his garment. And her faith said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. But she didn't just trust that and have faith in that. She acted upon it. It was her process. One of the blind men that Jesus healed had a process. The process was after Jesus spit in the ground and made mud and put it in his eyes. His process was to wash his eyes. Every healing recorded in Scripture that I can find has some sort of process. It's important to understand that. The 10 lepers who came to Jesus asking to be cleansed, their process, as Jesus instructed them, was to go show themselves to the priest. There is always a process to healing. Now, You ever heard someone say, perhaps you made this statement and you have held this belief in your heart, if it's God's will, He will heal me. Can I just say to you very respectfully that the if in that statement would seem to negate the necessity of Jesus taking 39 stripes on His back before He was crucified. Isaiah said that by His stripes I'm healed. Therefore, it is God's will to heal you, or He wouldn't have allowed His Son to take the punishment for it already. It is God's will to heal you. The question I want you to answer is the question that Jesus asked the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. Do you want to be well? Because if you want to be well, you must embrace the process. The process is your faith walking out the process of your faith. Now, while you are in charge of the process, God is in charge of the product. What's the product? It is the healing realized in your life. The product is the event. God brings about the event of healing. So when I asked the question originally on this podcast about the difference between healing as a process and an event, they are both. You have to understand healing is not just an event, but a process and an event. You are in charge of the process. God is in charge of the event. Listen to Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 24, the New Living Translation. This is another blind man that's brought to Jesus. When they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus, and they begged Him to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the village. Then, spitting on the man's eyes, He laid His hands on him and asked, "Can you see anything now?" The man, looking around, said, "Yes, I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Ultimately, what happened in this passage is that Jesus then touched his eyes and he could see clearly. He was made whole. This is a very unique miracle because it involves Jesus performing a miracle in two stages. And I want to ask you another question. I want you to ponder this. Why has Jesus healed this man in two stages? Could not He have healed him immediately? Absolutely. But had Jesus done that, it would have circumvented the process of healing. Notice that the man didn't come to Jesus on his own. He was led there by other people, well-meaning folks that brought the man there. Can I tell you, sometimes I don't have the strength and the courage to get to the point of encounter on my own. Sometimes I get there on the backs of the people who are praying for me. That's how the blind man got to Jesus. He got there on the backs of those who were carrying him. Have you ever gone through a process in your life, a difficulty, an infirmity, that you had to be carried by the prayers of those who loved you? I have. And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen to me. There is nothing wrong with being carried on the backs of the prayers of those who care for you and love you. God sent you those people to carry you. God sent you those loved ones to bear you up and to pray you through. But what you and I have to understand is that the backs of the prayers of those who carried us can't get us all the way there. They can get us to the place of encounter, but they can't get us all the way, because that's where we are challenged with picking up our process and embracing the process of healing. You have to want to be well. You have to put action with your faith so that the process will then become the product as God touches your faith. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Jesus did not immediately open his eyes. He could have, but he didn't. I think he recognized that this blind man was along for the ride, that he did not ask for healing. He did not come to Jesus and find him on his own. He was carried there. Sometimes the people that need the touch of Jesus don't realize they need a miracle until someone brings them to a place of encounter. And Jesus must have seen that this blind man was just along for the ride. And so rather than heal him at that moment and circumvent or bypass his process, he had to walk him through to build his faith. This is powerful. Jesus took him by the hand, walked him out of the village, away from those who carried him. Sooner or later, before God will grant you your miracle, he will always require you to follow him away from the people who carried you. He is going to require you to walk away from everything that you trusted in order to trust him exclusively. And when he did that, Jesus touched his eyes in the second phase of that healing, and he could see clearly. I believe the process was walking away from those who had been carrying him or leading him and going to an unfamiliar place and trusting Jesus exclusively. And when he allowed Jesus to help him along and walk out the process of his faith, he brought about his healing. Something else that jumps out of this passage at me is the Bible doesn't tell us what this man's name was. He is known only to us by his infirmity. Do you know, sometimes some people only know you by what's wrong with you. Some people only know you by your weakness. And I want you to know that that is not a reflection of your character. It's a reflection of theirs. These are the people that when your name comes up in a conversation, they say things like, "Isn't he the one?" or "Isn't she the one who?" Fill in the blank. Listen, when have people become so judgmental that they point their finger at us and not even recognize their own infirmity? Can I tell you that when I was hurting, I discovered that there were people I thought I knew that stopped knowing me when I fell down. And like the man who, the Good Samaritan who was robbed, experienced, I had people that I thought would care for me and thought would love me pass by on the other side while I was laying on the ground. And you've probably had the same experience. When that happens, when you experience this hurting, this season of falling down, of feeling like you are vulnerable and at your worst, and you need somebody to pour in the oil and wine for you, some folks that you thought were your friend will pass by on the other side. I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't know me when I was down, you won't know me when I'm up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you only know me by my weakness, you don't know me at all. And you are not going to be with me when I experience my healing. The people that only know you by your weaknesses are not the people that are praying for you and rooting for you. They have no investment, no interest, other than to say, "There's that one. Isn't he the one? Isn't she the one?" My Lord, I'm going to tell you that God doesn't know you by your weaknesses. He knows you by your destiny, by your potential, by the things he's planted on the inside of you. It does hurt to heal. But if you will embrace your process will lead you to the product. You're in charge of the process, but God is in charge of the product. He's going to touch you. He's going to grant your miracle, and everything's going to be all right. You have a great day, and I'll see you next week right here.
Thank you for joining us today. Subscribe to The Spotter on any major podcast provider. Visit us at jeffwolf.org for more information, and follow Jeff Wolf on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To receive a copy of Jeff's newest project, absolutely free, 10 Reasons Why Pastors Are in Danger, text the word RESTORED to 31996. Message and data rates may apply. Remember to join us next week. Be blessed.